right now, we are going to talk books. We are talking books this morning with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website, and she joins us here now in the studio. Hello, good morning. How are you?
Hello and good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I am good. Were you laughing at me trying to pronounce all those Italian names?
I was not laughing. I was very impressed. In fact, it made me think back to the day. You might remember it. You used to do a restaurant ad for Baby Back Ribs.
Yes.
Yeah, it was,
No, that was Spanky's. That was way back when.
Yes.
Yeah, brown sugar Baby Back Ribs. You got to practice
it. This made me think of that. That was an impressive run.
Yeah, the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group gives you challenging things to read.
I love
it. It's a good menu, though. Yeah. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, my kids are back in school. Somehow,
thank goodness.
Your words, not mine. Somehow tomorrow is September 1st.
Right.
Time is just still like, it speeds up, it slows down.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it. But yeah, we're rocking and rolling at the library. Figuratively, we're literally rocking and rolling with Chapel Hill Arts, but we'll talk about tracks next week.
Right.
But yeah, we're bringing back our fall programming, welcoming lots of students back into the building. I didn't have a chance to check the last 2 days, but you know, the great thing about the school year is the Phillips gang. The kids from Phillips come down after school. They walk down, and so the teen room is much more activated than it's been, and it's all good stuff.
Has that changed at all? I guess it's only been 2 days, but do you expect that to change at all this year, given all of the hammering and banging going on Estes Drive this year?
You know, I don't know. I mean, the route that the kids take, and, you know, I was a Phillips mom twice, the route the kids take should not be affected. They generally
they go around
come down
the back,
and
right?
then they cut through the woods.
Yeah.
So it's just great to have the library. It's very active during the summer, and it's active in a different way during the school year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So talking books with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for information, library catalog, and a whole lot more, including a whole page of events at the library, including it said we're talking books, but a documentary film screening tomorrow, right?
That is tomorrow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's the
tomorrow
first Thursday.
Is September.
So,
yeah.
Yes, this is one of our new film series, or one of our new programs. It's a documentary film series that we're launching called First Thursday Films. It's in partnership with our good friends over at Carolina Public Humanities. Mm-hmm. And the idea is we will have, on the first Thursday of the month, we'll have a short documentary, like, you know, 45 to 55 minutes. And then we'll have somebody from the university and somebody from the community to sort of lead a community conversation afterwards.
Awesome.
This is a model that we did a little bit kind of scattershot pre-COVID, and we're bringing back in a more formal way for the fall, trying it out, seeing if folks like it. So the first one that we're starting with is called, the documentary is called Vaccination from the Misinformation Virus. So this was done for PBS. Mm-hmm. It was filmed during the kind of the height of COVID. It features a series of scholars and researchers and public health professionals from across the country. And of course, they came here to the Triangle to talk with Dr. Brian Southwell. And when they talked to him about where to film his interview, he said, could we film it at the library, which I thought was awesome. So part of the documentary was filmed at Chapel Hill Public Library during COVID. And so we're going to show this documentary, and he's at RTI. He's got dual appointments at Duke and UNC.
He's great.
He's kind of a slacker, right?
Duke, I know,
UNC,
right?
And
yeah.
RTI.
I mean, there's so many others. There's Durham Tech, there's Wake Tech, NC Central, Peace, Meredith. Come on, Brian.
Right. he is, he actually co-founded, the Duke program on medical misinformation, which I think is so relevant and key now. So we're having him, and then we're having we're thrilled to have Quintana Stewart, local hero of the pandemic, right? So the two of them will talk with each other and the audience after.
And she's the health director. Just
health director. Sorry. She's done such great work. She's had an impact locally, regionally, and nationally. She's amazing. So that's the program tomorrow night. It starts at 7.
Mm-hmm. Free.
Totally free. Yep. We will be in room B. We'll show the movie, which is about 50 minutes, and then have a discussion. And hopefully it's going to be the start of a great program series. Yeah. We're still working on the next two, but we'll have that information out soon.
So with that in mind, we're talking books. The documentary is Vaccination from the Misinformation Virus. So we're talking about health news, misinformation, social media, the whole COVID thing, and the response that everyone had to it. With all of that in mind, book recommendations based on that. What do you got?
I have four books.
You have four books? I have two. This is going to be a while.
We'll have to go lightning round.
Go for it.
Two authors with two books each.
Okay, cool.
There we go.
All right.
So the first one that I want to talk about is an author named Paul Offit, O-F-F-I-T. He's a doctor who works with pediatric vaccines and diseases and all of that. And he's written two books. The first one is called Autism's False Prophets, Bad Science, Risky Medicine, and the Search for a Cure. This one came out in 2010. And this is all about that British doctor who first said vaccines equal autism, right? Like the mercury in vaccines. And it was just total bunk. Mm-hmm. It was just bad science, which led to this, you know, massive fear. And in this book, he really sort of breaks that down, says how this could have happened, what the impact was. And then his follow-up book, which came out a little bit later, is called Deadly Choices, How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All. So his first one kind of lays the ground on the sort of autism vaccine scare and then how that built to this larger anti-vaccine movement.
Awesome.
So Paul Offit, his two books are great.
So I've got two books. The one that immediately jumped to mind when I was thinking about this is one that I've recommended before, which is Randy Schultz and the band Play It On, about the early years of the AIDS crisis in the early to mid 1980s, which is a fantastic book, a great read, like it reads like fiction. Like it's a thick nonfiction book, but it's a very fast read. And it is just a great thing for me to have read before COVID, because everything that happened in the last couple of years during COVID, there's a parallel with the AIDS crisis. You've got a new virus that's not very well understood. Science is very rapidly learning new things about it, but there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a fight over treatments and vaccinations. Misinformation is circulating. The whole thing gets politicized, really on all sides. Like, we focus on the people who are kind of anti-science and politicizing that, but the people who are in favor of science, like a lot of times they fall into the political trap too. So, you know, you've got that danger as well. And all of that played out in very nasty ways in the 1980s during the early AIDS crisis. And there were a lot of parallels with COVID. So it's helpful
including
to understand.
Dr. Fauci.
Including Dr. Fauci,
right.
Yeah, who has a cameo in the book.
Right,
like he was
right.
A major figure in the 80s too in the AIDS crisis. So great, great book to read. In terms of misinformation and in terms of just like distrust of the media and all of that, I want to recommend Harold Holzer, The President Versus the Press, which is just a great history of the ongoing centuries-old battle between the press and the media and journalists, and not just presidents, but like politicians and major public figures, and the fights that they've had over centuries, and the extent to which all of the stuff that we're seeing playing out today in terms of that fight is a different variation on, but pretty similar to, fights that have taken place over years and decades and centuries. Little of this is new.
Should that make us feel better or worse?
Both.
Okay.
I'm always like, I say that all the time about history. Like, if you really understand history, it is so reassuring and disturbing all at the same time.
That we just keep doing the same thing.
We've gone through this before and it's been fine, but we are going to go through the same crap
right.
all over
We're not
going
to learn a
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Correct.
So the other author that I want to mention who's got two books on this topic and maybe more, but these are two that I would recommend. His name is Rob Brotherton. The first book that I read of his is called Suspicious Minds, Why We Believe Conspiracy Theories.
Ooh.
So there's lots of books out there on conspiracy theories. And this one, though, he digs into it. He's a professor of psychology from the UK, he really gets at why we actually believe these things. And so he hits on everything from the Kennedy assassination to Illuminati to the birthers and all of that.
What is his theory?
It's basically we want to believe something.
Yeah.
We just want to believe something. And if we're presented with this thing, chances like we believe. Yeah,
I think that's totally right. I think conspiracy theories are like they sound scary, but they're super reassuring, right? They
right.
tell us that
they
there's
explain this thing.
There's someone in charge, right?
Right?
There's someone who controls what's going on out there. It's not totally random and out of control, and that's a reassuring thing, even though it's wrong.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And so that's his book on conspiracy theories, and then he wrote a second book more recently called Bad News: Why We Fall for Fake News. And it's that similar thing of why do people believe misinformation and fake news? And this one is also a little bit more practical of how can we be better consumers of news?
Ooh.
How can we be better informed?
What's
so
his name?
Rob Brotherton.
Rob Brotherton.
Both are great books. Yeah.
Awesome. Christian Adams from the Compass Center has me reading these two books, which are sitting on my coffee table right now. As soon as I'm done with those, I'm turning to those because those sound really, really good. Hey, that's Talking Books. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there and find out more on the documentary Vaccination from the Misinformation Virus. Screens tomorrow evening, Thursday the 1st, 7 p.m. with a discussion to follow. Quintana Stewart, Orange County Health Director, will be there. Brian Southwell, teacher at many institutions, will be there as well. So check that out. Totally free and should be a great event. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.